Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre.
As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with next listen recommendations to habituate every type of thriller listener.
The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that have enthralled you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped.
So Ronnie, I recently downloaded Squeeze Me by Carl Hyacin, mainly because it shows a martini glass with a snake tail wrapped around it. I mean, what else needs to be said? And I am very excited to listen to it later today.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/crappins or text crappins to 500-500. That's audible.com/crappins or text crappins to 500-500.
At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I am Ben Mandelker, and joining me today for good old fashioned Norwegian adventure, it's Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready for an adventure.
It's a big adventure. Big adventure today. People said adventure several times this episode. Every now and then, excursion got in there. Don't approve. It's not called Below Deck Excursion. It's called Below Deck Adventure. So big, exciting episode. Heather Gay from Salt Lake City was on it. I mean, it was just full of so much fun. Am I right, Ronnie?
Yes.
How are you doing today? How is your lovely baby gorgeous fish doing?
Doing good. I think baby gorgeous is still trying to get used to the whole recording schedule because he's freaking out when we're, it's just so much yelling in here. Maybe I should move him away from the tank, but also I can't stop staring at him, so I want to keep him in here. But right now he's hiding in some plants and just looking out at me like, oh, gee. Oh, here he comes. Hello, my little man. How's it going over there for you?
Baby gorgeous. Everything is great. Just really excited to talk about this latest Below Deck Adventure episode. Before that, just a little reminder that you can find more content from us on Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/watchforcrappins, you can get the full Crappins experience. You'll get access to our weekly bonus episode. You can get access to our Discord server. Hi, Discord people. And also, Crappins on Demand. We do it twice a week. We did Potomac on Monday. I think we'll probably do Salt Lake City this week, right? I'm assuming. Does that feel good? Feels right?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Yes, of course. So that's where we turn our cameras on. You can watch us record. So go do that. Go get the full Crappins experience if you're feeling so moved to do so. Also, shout out to all our premium and super premium sponsors. Thanks everyone for supporting. So that's basically that. There's nothing else. We got merch, by the way. Merch, Healing Journey, and also Be Real. So go to crappinsmerch.com to get your awesome Crappins merch, as well as many other designs. It's really great stuff. Ronnie did a bang up job. All credits go to Ronnie. I did not help whatsoever. I did nothing.
You know, simple stuff, but super fun to do something new.
I keep threatening to make a fudge college shirt, but then it turns out I'm a very lazy person. So, anywho, that's the story.
Well, here we are with Below Deck Adventure. Okay, I'm going to put down this toy and stop playing with the fish. You know, they're like little dogs. Okay, so Below Deck Adventure. Let's see here. So, Oriana is still in the hot tub with Lewis, wasted. And they have been talking about the stripes because he got her a second stripe, even though she didn't earn it.
Yeah.
And now she's like, I want 3 stripes now, babe. And he's like, all right, I'm giving you a stripe. And then Faye is watching this while she talks to Casey. She's over on the side. And she's like, well, Lewis is what I call a beige person. I know she's not interested in him, but.
I love that shade. But I also love that, like, Faye and Casey are standing on the dock in raincoats. It's like raining. They look like they are spies in a Cold War movie, you know, like having a secret exchange. Like,
they do.
Right. I've brought the information. I brought the microfiche for you. I'm putting it in the back of your hand. Also, what a beige person on that yacht.
And Casey, I think they look like 2 cops in like an English lady cop show, you know, like because they wear the same kind of things. They're just standing there in the rain. And Casey's the new one who wants to impress Faye. But Faye's like, listen, I've seen this all in my day, youngster. And Casey's just standing there with that smile on her face, nodding at every single thing.
Don't smile and nod. We're at a murder scene. Come on, have some sense about you, dear.
It's like a very polite and British version of Training Day. So, Lewis and Oriana get out of the tub, and Faye's like, I can see you. I can see you both. And they're like, ha, 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 ha. And then Faye's like, I've been a manager for 5 years, and there's always someone who you can't trust. But at this point, I'm pissed off with her audacity.
And Oriana's wasted, and she's like, could you slow down for 5 seconds? I'm trying to come over to you. And Casey's like, guys, I think we need to have some Thai. We need to have some Thai, guys.
Yeah, so they're all going to go down the crew mess, and so Oriana has to go down the stairs. And Faye's like, don't just take it slowly down the stairs. Go slowly. And she's like, A, not my first rodeo. B, not my first time. I'm like, well, you better listen because someone on Below Deck Met and someone at the end of this episode falls down those stairs. So listen up, Oriana. Got her real good right there.
Faye's like, I need to save this discussion with Oriana for another time, preferably when her ankle is broken at the bottom of the stairs. Nothing to really drive the point home like a solid I told you so, am I right?
So Lewis is down in the mess now, and he's like, you guys need to sober this chick up quickly. You need to put a jumper on her, something. And Mike's like, you need to put a jumper on.
Me. No jumper. You. Jumper.
Jumper. You jumper.
Jumper bad.
Jumper.
Trostegen. No wear jumper. So then
Oriana hears it, and she's like slurping up noodles, and she's like, well, why don't you just tell Lewis to stop running trains on Norwegian tricks, and then he won't get a fucking cold.
It's like, okay. So then Casey's going to make some tea. She's like, does anyone want some chamomile tea? Anyone chamomile? And they're like, it's not chamomile. You're pronouncing it wrong. Chamomile. Chamomile tea anyone? She's like, not chamomile. It's chamomile. I'm sorry. This is just how I say it. Chamomile. And Mike goes, if you pronounce chamomile one more time, I'm going to throw up.
And Oriana's like, good night, being the good guy here, being the good guy. And Lewis tells us, I'm sober, and she's not. I don't want to take things too far. And he's saying, I need gel. And Oriana's like, dude, let me just cut your hair, you know? You know what I'm going to do it in like a non-creepy way, right? It's like, no, it's not creepy at all. God, I don't know what women want or how their minds work. She wants second stripes. And you've already given them to her, and now she wants a 3rd pair of stripes, and you're going to give her those too. I can't wait to see him pull his 3rd stripe magic act.
She's literally
feeling it's coming.
She's literally going to make a stripe out of hair. She's literally like, I want to cut your hair and make a stripe out of it.
I've got 3 stripes of Lewis hair.
So then they're in their bunks, and Lewis is talking to Mike. He's like, you know, I was making out with Oriana. I mean, what's tomorrow going to be like? And Mike's like, not your problem. And he's like, it is my problem. He goes, as long as you enjoyed yourself. And he's like, I had fun. I just want everyone to be happy. He's like, I'm not happy.
Mike not happy.
Mike not happy. Mike sad.
sunrise. It's 5:53 a.m. and Oriana's just snoring in bed, and then the crew's cleaning, and Carrie's like, "We'll be departing to pick up guests at 4. Guests are off 4:30. Rocks on the boat, decks swept, and adventure coming round the corner. Here she comes. Here she comes." Like, do you have to be like this first thing in the fucking morning? I know. I mean, my God, man. Do you ever just calm down and read a book?
So then, like, there's Lewis is, like, talking about how last night was really fun, but he's not sure how Oriana feels about it. And he's, like, looking in the hot tub and having, like, flashbacks that they put in the hot tub. And then he goes into the galley.
I wonder what's going on in her heart. And then it cuts to Oriana tying her shoes going, "What time is it? Oh, good. That means I have half an hour to take a dump."
So then He's looking for, like, an espresso, and he asks Oriana if she feels hungover. She's like, you can't be hungover when you're still drunk. And he goes, and then she's like, do you want the rest of this drink or not? And he goes, Jaegon. He goes, that means keep it. He goes, it means it seems it's there already. Jaegon. Okay. How do you say?
No, yeah, go on. He's saying, yeah, go on.
Oh, I thought he said Jaegon.
No, he's saying, yeah, go on. Yeah. And she's like, what does that mean? Keep it. Okay, I guess that means keep it. Yeah, go on.
I thought he was speaking Welsh or something. Okay, well, I'm leaving
now. He's like, yeah, go on.
Jaegon.
I want
Mike,
a lot
no
more.
Understand.
I want a lot more acorn confused. Than you. Mike not happy.
Mike not go on.
Mike go off.
My
God. So preference preference sheet meeting, and Faith's like, ooh, a younger group this time, younger group of people.
Yeah, and by the way, when they gather for the preference sheet meeting, for whatever reason, Post decided to put in, like, some weird off-brand version of Whitney Houston's "It's Not Right, But It's Okay." It's like, dun, 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 dun. I was like, wow. I mean, I know we've got some gays coming on board, but you're really selling it now.
The music on this particular Below Deck is super crazy. It's crazy for everything. They'll be like, someone is eating a piece of toast. And it's like, da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da, da. And then it's like... And then it's like, everyone meet in the parlor, and they play like Deborah Cox. So then,
so this preference sheet meeting. Can I just say also, this is the first, I think, Chief Stew that's come along that I'm like, I need her on every show. Because it's been a while. And I think Aisha does pretty well on Down Under, too. I like her, too. But I think Faye's the first one that I feel like she could be on any Below Deck, and it would still work. I really like Faye energy.
I love Faye. You know, because she has sort of like she does have kind of like a mother hen energy about her, you know, and she is sort of like, there's something about like her South London accent. I think it's a South London accent. That's what she said, that where she said she's from. So I assume that's what her accent is. But whatever, there's something about her like prim and proper accent and everything that I just am like obsessed with.
And I love that her whole story was like running from somebody in the 80s and just being glamorous all over the world. And every time she's like, well, you know, I do have some pictures to show you. And it's like, boom, it's like Basic Instinct, but on a dock somewhere in a nondescript year that no one can quite figure out.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm into it.
So the primary is none other than television.
And the show's over. Bye.
And thanks, the show's over. That was great. So next week on Watch What Crappens. So now Heather Gay. It's not right, but it's okay. That's what I want to hear. The Below Deck Adventure remix of Whitney Houston, like the Thunder Pussy remix of Whitney Houston. It's like, it's not right, but it's okay. I'm going to make it anyway. Anyway,
so what Ben is trying to say is the guests this week are Heather Gay and her friends celebrating her business success. She and her Utah friends are no stranger to adventure.
As seen by the time they go, every time they go to an Italian restaurant in Salt Lake City, they are no stranger to adventure. So
it's, now to anybody who watches Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, I find this very interesting how they're framing this, because on Salt Lake City, there are a lot of comments like, oh, well, Angie's just going to take you on a boat and then you're going to just be on her side no matter what. So we're given the impression that Angie is paying for this whole trip. But now on the show, it's like Angie's kissing butt so hard to get on Salt Lake City that she's like, okay, Heather, I'm doing a whole trip and we can say that you're the primary and I'll pay for everything.
Yeah, because that was the thing. I thought we knew that there was a yacht ride that was significant enough that it was on the reunion. So that's what this is. But wait a second, Ronnie. When was this filmed, though? This was clearly filmed in the summer. Was this filmed in summer 2021? That can't be.
I don't know.
I don't get it. Maybe this isn't the same yacht from that.
How is it clearly in the summer?
Yeah, because the yacht thing was discussed at the reunion, which was, you know, in the spring, right? So, like, they could not – either this was filmed this past summer, which it couldn't have been if it was – what, you know, I honestly, this timeline, I'm already bored with it.
I don't know. My brain is melting.
I don't care.
Yeah.
All I care about is the fact that Angie – on Salt Lake City, Angie is Angie, but on Below Deck Adventure, Angie becomes Angela. I don't know if you noticed that, but she's now Angela.
Maybe that's until her new face settles, because she got a new face for this. And you need to give that stuff time to settle, okay? Yeah. You can't just be showing up the next day, okay? So Faye's like,
they've requested ziplining. And she says they're going to enjoy panoramic views of forests and waterfalls through their ziplining adventure. Down a rope, holding on to something for adventure.
What was that?
For an adventure.
What was that?
Adventure.
I'll let you off this time. Right.
Now, can you bring me some of that
adventure?
Now, can you bring me some more of that crazy beverage that you had last week on board? What was that? I believe it's called sweet tea. Is it
sweet tea? It still sweet don't tea. Understand that.
Still doesn't really quite resonate with me.
So, we don't allow drugs on this boat. I'm so sorry.
So they want like Viking and they just want all the usual crazy shit on this thing. So Nathan is now challenging Mike to drink a huge sleeve of apple juice in 1 hour. And Mike's like, apple juice? How big? It's like 15 liters. Mike, too what small. Liter? Too small for 15 liter.
No, drink 15 liter, too big.
Little cup. Little man need little cup.
And Nathan's like, yeah, I bet him to do it. So if he can't do it, he owes me $100. And Casey's like, oh my God, that is so many liters. So good luck. Also, we didn't mention in the pref sheet meeting, they're doing this Vikings thing. And Lewis basically Faye says, listen, I need to talk to Lewis. Now, Lewis, I'd love if your stews could help out at these parties. And he's like, my stews can't help. I don't think it's something that we can keep giving on that level, especially with the man down. So I don't really know about that. She's like,
well, we'll talk about this later, Lewis.
And the drama begins.
There's like a trail of S's in the wake of the yacht as it goes through the water. Like, Lewis. It's the classic Daisy Gary conundrum. So now Casey's looking at the guest list and she's like, oh, interesting. So it's Angie and Chris Harrington on the list. And, oh, she was once married to Mormon Roy. What does this mean? Mormon royalty? And she's like, royalty, dear. Royalty, not royalty. And
she's like, well, I grew up Mormon, and there's no royalty in Mormon. And Jess is like, well, I think they just look like a fun bunch, don't they? They'll fit right in here. Almost got hit with a rolling pin. Wasn't that fun?
It's what one has to do in the kitchen. You put your hand out, and some days it gets rolled over by a pin. Some days it doesn't. But it is the work I have chosen, and chosen it is what I shall do. Carry on.
Well, I bet they're like the Mormons that like left the church and they just like party really hard. I left the church when I was 15 and I moved to Costa Rica. So growing up in the church, you have like so many rules and expectations. And when you leave so many like inhabitations, I don't really know the English accent word for it, but that's what I'm trying to say. They're like, you lose your inhibitions. Sorry, I'm going to need that in like an American accent.
Yeah, sorry.
That is the American accent, Casey. Yeah, I don't speak American accent, so sorry.
So now it's time for provisions. And lots of provisions, including an axe and a chainmail and a shield, which was like very Elden Ringy. And then Faye is like, Lewis, if I were to borrow Nathan for dinner, would that be possible? Not possible. Nathan's up at 4 a.m., so he can't be awake.
Yes, just that Nathan's just better with the guests than Mike. And last time Mike dealt with a guest, he pounded his chest and ate scraps off the floor. It was very, very disconcerting.
Well, that's not fair to keep them working so many hours every night. She's like, well, we're all working 17 hours a day, so I'm just saying I need to, you know, to... And he's like, well, I'm not telling you I'm not going to help. I'm just not promising anything.
Well, I need a bosun who can communicate. He's head of department. He should start acting like it, because if I have Mike interact with the guests one more time and put a brontosaurus steak on the side of his car that forces it to tip over, I'm going to have to go to management.
So now Faye has gathered her stews and so anyway, she's just like having a meeting and she decided that she's going to let the epaulette thing go with Oriana because she just has to do other things. She's like,
I only want to make my guests happy and I don't care about the emotions or the feelings of the staff right now. I just need to do this. So, okay, everyone, we need to come up with some Viking ideas. Oriana, why are you putting a that strip of bacon on your shoulder right now?
Oh, sorry.
That does not count as a stripe.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living.
So you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you a delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use.
Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. We love this place. It's like, I like eating this, this, and this. I'm a vegetarian, eat some fish sometimes. They send you all these groceries that all fit into exactly what you like.
Yeah, I have an issue with snacking in that I always want to snack, but I often snack on things that aren't always as good for me, and it was really great to get all sorts of healthy, nutritious snacks from Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Watch What Crappens listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life.
Just go to hungryroot.com/crappens to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/crappens. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Well, I'm getting to that age now, Ronnie, where I see myself on camera and I can see the back of my head. The hair is thinning out. And honestly, I mean, I have to imagine that the past few years, the stress in our world, in our lives, has impacted it.
I mean, your hair is never just about your hair, and Nutrafol knows that. It could be your job, your deodorant, your hormones. It could be almost anything that has almost nothing to do with your hair. And that's why Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair grow on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Address your root causes of hair thinning with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRAPPINS.
Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
So Oriana's like, are the guys going to help us? She's like, well, I did a meeting with Lewis about it, and the only one available is Mike. And Mike is a handbrake on a canoe for me. He's useless.
Canoe too fast. Slow.
So then we just cut to Mike being useless.
Mike's like, what do rope? I have rope on ledge. And Lewis is like, pull the rope, Michael. Pull it. Pull rope. No, that's pushing the rope. Pull the rope. Pull rope, Mike, pull rope.
Oh, this is going to like make me crack up the rest of the season. I swear to God. I'm just but never so going to get a normal voice.
It's so funny how coming true. It's so funny because it's just a stupid joke we started making, and it's totally coming true. Everyone's like,
oh my God, please don't let Mike around the guests.
I know. So Kira's like, all right, crew, it's game time. So Oriana's like, I don't know if I like Lewis, but I like him more than the other guys. Like, no one's fantasized about a deckhand. I just, like, don't want to sleep with someone who's, like, I'm more superior to. So, like, I'll fuck the captain above everyone else. And at least Lewis is a bosun. And if I close my eyes, he sort of sounds like David Beckham. I'm like, first of all, you're not superior to literally anyone in this boat. You have one stripe. Second
you
of all,
you said like, more superior. I mean, fuck off, okay? You're not more superior to anyone, ma'am.
And
learn
literally
to talk stilts.
And when she's like, I don't know, like, no one's fantasized about a deckhand, like, literally, that's like clear, like, that's like saying no one's ever fantasized about a fireman before. It's like literally a sailor fantasy is a pretty famous one.
Yes. Also, it's a below deck tradition to be fantasizing over these fucking deckhands. Why do you think we watch this?
Yeah, for crying out loud.
Idiot. More superior. I can't.
So Faye's like, well, this door needs a wipe down. It has fingerprints all over it. Much like the epaulette case that Oriana's been leaning against. But we're not going to talk about that right now.
Jess, what are you doing?
I'm making creme fraiche. Smoked salmon. And caviar. Oh, I did just burn myself on smoked salmon. Not sure how that happened, but it did. And I shall persevere.
Simple and beautiful.
Well, what about the white tray? Would it go well with our scrunchies, girls? Should we all wear them? Girls, do we all have our lipstick exactly like I have my lipstick right now? Nothing signifies a good charter like matching lipstick on stews, girls. Chop, chop, she's coming.
So Mike takes the tender over to pick up Heather Gay and her group. And Heather Gay is wearing like a big, one of those big sort of like white furry hats, you know. And she gets on board and Angie's like, Heather, act like you've done this a million times, Heather. And so they are like all like excited and stuff. And then they come on board. And Oriana, of course, is like, oh, my God, Heather, I love your hat. Because, you know, Oriana knows that Heather's like a celebrity. So she's immediately kissing her ass.
Yeah, she's like, thank you. It's my Norwegian nod to Norway. So Heather comes on. There's something going on with Heather here. I don't know if she's found the coca, the Adderall, but she's definitely different on this. And she's very, like, auditioned for Housewives. Everything mm-hmm. they say, she's like, oh, really? Well, this is my Norwegian nod. Oh, you want me to act like this is my first time? This is just another Thursday to me on a yacht. Like, wow, she's really going for it on this show.
Yeah, she was. It was like the Catskills. She was really going. Like, she had a full... She had a full God, dinner theater going, you know?
Dark. It's dark in here.
Is it dark? The lights go yes, off?
I'm sorry. No one needs to know that on this podcast, but it's dark, and the fish bowl is now taking up my lamp space. So now I'm bringing up my lamp to put in front of the fish bowl. I'm sorry, baby gorgeous. I hope that lamp isn't bothering you, my little angel.
Yeah. So, Oh, I'm glad that all got sorted out. So Heather,
glad you guys are here for this. Thanks.
Listen, I literally talked to Amazon yesterday on the podcast. So, you know, it's just what happens. Sometimes life happens. Okay. And by the way, I'm glad I spoke to Amazon because if I had missed getting my new little chopper, I would have been very upset. Okay. Cause I'm ready to chop some herbs with that thing. Okay. I'm ready.
Welcome aboard. This is our chief Sue Faye. And Heather's like, beautiful crew. We'd love you all to take your shirts off. So they get a tour, and Faye's like, well, Norway has been voted the happiest country in the entire world. And Heather goes, oh, we know. We have a Norwegian among us. No pressure, Carl. And then they cut to Carl, just who nobody has voted the happiest person in the country. Okay.
Carl is just sitting there, standing there scowling. He's like a strange, kind of like off-brand Jeremy Strong, just like...
He's like a human flesh stop sign. He's just like...
So they go look at the Sky Lounge, and Heather's brought one of her gays, Shane, along, and he's like, oh my God, listen to her accent. I just want to listen to her talk. Oh my God.
Yeah, and they're like looking at the hot tub, and Heather's like, oh, is this where we get to have hot and anonymous sex? I love it. I love it. And then they're just like getting the whole tour, the whole usual thing. So now, all right, deck crew, prepare for departure. So then Oriana serves some Norwegian mojitos, which I don't, what makes a mojito a Norwegian mojito? Is there reindeer meat in that? What else could possibly be? What is in Norwegian food, in fact? Let's go even deeper than that. Is it like herring? Herring in the mojito?
I don't know. I can tell you what's not in it. Grits. Okay? Grits are not in it. So Faye's like, oh, we've actually got reindeer for those who don't like fish. And Heather's like, oh, well, I promised Rudolph I wouldn't eat his family. It's like, who are you? What did you do with Heather? Bring her back. Weird. So Casey's like, there has got to be a quicker way than shaking every single drink one by one. And Oriana goes, there is not. There's not.
Unless.
Earn that second stripe.
That's right.
Wait till I tell her about pictures. It's going to blow her mind.
So now it's lines, cheers, wooing. Heather's wooing the loudest, of course. And they're just chilling, basically. And Lewis and Nathan are in the mess with Mike. And Lewis is like, well, they've got Mike tonight. Mike's not, you know, looking forward to being the Viking, is he? And Nathan's like, I could do an hour with them, you know, until 9 or 9:30. And Lewis says, well, I know you want to be a Viking, but as long as you know when you're waking up tomorrow. Now, I'm saying this line slowly because it's very important later.
Yeah.
As long as you know when you're waking up tomorrow.
And Nathan's like, 2. I'm waking up at 2. So Lewis goes, as long as you know that. As long as you know that. So now upstairs, Angie's doing the king of the world thing, you know, and Heather goes, that's how a lot of women die. Husbands take their wives out of them, boop, they just fall off. Maritime law is very, it's hard to prosecute. It's a horrible, horrible law to prosecute.
So then we just see the ghost of, is that a ghost squinting at us through the cloud? Honey! Just Hannah, honey eyes. Hannah, who's the first person who's gotten screwed by maritime law below deck. So then we get the majestic music. It's like dun 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 dun. It's like the acre being like
I know. In like very calm water. So then so now it's like, all right, ladies, okay, did everyone change into your Viking outfits? So Oriana has to like wear a green sack. Which, you know, Faye definitely assigned her the green sack. She's like, I feel like Shrek. She's like, no, let's put your belt on. Jazz it up a little bit. Do what they think. It's like I always tell my students, if you feel like Shrek one day, you put a belt on it and you say, hey, hey. I just, in my mind, I always imagine Faye breaking out into like some sort of like Mary Poppins or Sound of Music song. I just feel like she's always like nannying little children.
Someone on Take a Seat this week said, look at Faye and now look up a picture, do an image search of the mom from Mary Poppins. And it was her. It was Faye. Yeah, so that makes sense. She's like, suffrage! So then Jess.
I just feel like Faye would do really well with a bunch of children who are dressed in lederhosen. I feel like that would be like her real, like that would be. That's her sweet spot right there, teaching children in lederhosen how to sing songs.
So we cut to Jess, and she's like, dinner tonight is kind of Viking vibes. I don't know. What do Vikings even eat?
think it's food that goes raw.
I love Jess making like an exhausted and an exhausted Viking meal.
It's the most exhausted Viking of all time.
Raw. It's hard to know what Vikings would eat, but surely after a day of murder and bloodshed, they want to sink their teeth into something, and if it happens to be my hand, so be it. This is my lot in life, and I shall accept it.
So the guests start seating at the table, the Viking table, and Heather's like, I feel like this is just very Viking, right? Like, let's kill them all and murder them and drink their blood.
Heather's having a very peaceful day today. She goes from husbands murdering their wives on yachts to drinking the blood of pagans.
Yeah, she's really all over the map. So, and then Faye, she like actually like hurts herself on the axe, and she's like, "This is a real axe." It's like, were there no toy axes? And I feel like Norway, like they must thrive on toy axes. I feel like you go into
there's
any
no
store.
Party city. There's no party city in Norway. Dirk, we're doing a Vikings party. They're like, all right, decap some bus boys and send the heads over to the bus. whoa. You guys got any props?
Yeah, I know. Okay. These are Viking descendants. So when they do like, when they have like children's birthday parties, everything is real. It's like when you're doing a pinata, it is like with a mace. A spite club, you know.
Tommy is invited to the Viking's 5th birthday party. We hope to get him home in one piece, literally. Drop off at 5, or Mikey dies. All right, thank you.
So now everyone's at the table, and so Faye. Now it's time for Nathan to do his Viking thing. So Faye tells Oriana to wake up Nathan. So she wakes him up, and it's like an hour and a half after his shift. So he's like getting up. So then Mike is like, Nathan up, Nathan up, Nathan not up supposed to be. Nathan not up, no.
Why Nathan up?
And he's like, well, he told me I could wake him up because he's going to do an hour with me.
Oh, he'd be up soon. He has to be up soon.
Well, Mike shouldn't be telling me what to do. I'm not sure how it works on container ships. But I've been higher on him, so he better know his place.
Container ship safe. Container ship home.
Lewis say, Nathan, stay up, not woken up. Only stay up, not woken up.
Don't go into Nathan's cave. That was actually too many words. That was a little bit too... That sentence had too much structure. Sorry.
And then we see a clip, and Nathan's like, well, he can do 8:30 or 9:30, you know, as long as he's up by 2. As long as he's up by 2. So I don't know where Mike's getting that. But I think Mike is getting his feelings hurt that nobody wants to work with him. You know? I think that's what this really is. Which, I mean, I get it, but Mike, you know? I mean,
Mike, sad. Mike right here. Me not number one Viking. Me should go, though.
You no get up. Mike up. Mike do Viking party. And Nathan's like, well, I mean, I'm up now, but you can do it too if you want to do it with me. Okay. He say yes, he good guy. I not best Viking, but should come me. Oh.
Me, Nathan. Comedy duo.
So we have porn star Marguerite Martinis, which you've requested.
And Heather's like, here's to the blood of pagans. So then Faye and Nathan are talking. She's putting chain armor on Nathan. And it's like you said, it's real, so it's heavy. And he's like, guys, if I put this big metal helmet on my eye starts to dim.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's the only way not to get cut by the axe. Trust me, it hurts like a bitch.
Do you want to wear the helmet or not the helmet when Mike swings that axe at you?
Good point. So then in the stew pantry, more elevated discussion, Casey's like, I thought I read somewhere that Vikings were into screamo. And Oriana's like the heavy metal shit? Yeah, like heavy metal. But weren't Vikings before electronic music?
Yeah, like electric without electric in it. So she's like, oh my God, you're so fucking stupid. And then Nathan's like, okay, here I am to party with you guys. And Heather's like, my goodness, I've never seen a Viking with an iPad that big. So Faye's like, all right, does someone want to read them out facts? I do it. Fact. Oh, God, here we go. Listen, he's in costume. You're not in costume, Mike. Oh, Mike, stand. Mike, stand.
Mike, it's nothing against you, but you're wearing a cheetah hide across your bare chest right now. It's just not the right look for this.
And Nathan's like, but I could maybe say this line, and then Mike can hit you head axe.
Okay, well, you asked for this, Nathan. Good luck.
So then out comes Jess, and she's like, hello, welcome to Viking Night. Rawr.
Just
lobster
like
ravioli served.
The Vikings were known for bloodshed and murder, sailing to distant lands and plundering the landscape, leaving no one alive in their swath of destruction. And this food is inspired by them. Please enjoy your lobster ravioli.
Your ravioli.
And Heather's like, how do you say bon appetit, Viking?
So, Nathan has facts, because that's what everybody loves during a dinner. Nathan?
The most outrageous Viking dinner you can imagine. Facts.
Oh, well, we have our own factor. Do something, Carl. And Carl's like, ugh. And so Nathan's like, well, Vikings drink out of their helmets. There's one fact. And Angie's like, I have a question for you. Are any of the single girls here pretty enough to kiss? How about that one?
Pretty girl, pretty lips. Me kiss.
I was sort of asking the hot Viking. Sorry, cave troll.
Oh, Mike's sad.
Well, Heather, which one would you kiss, Heather? If you could kiss any of these people right now, who would you kiss, Heather? Queen Bee Heather.
She's like, no one, unless I had a spiritual, romantic, or religious connection with them.
Me no understand. Are we love?
So Faye now is like, could one of you, whose name rhymes with psych, help Jess in the galley, please? You're humiliating the fact segment. We need some respect during the fact segment of dinner.
Yes, please go down there.
So Jess, of course, needs stuff to be washed. So she says it in the most Jess way. There are dishes to be washed in the galley. Like, okay. So
Mike is sent down, right? And when he goes down, Jess is putting these huge veal chops down, but she's got this beet puree to look like blood, and she's getting a spoon and going, ha! And like blood is splattering all over the plates. And so Mike comes down and he goes, why?
Why not?
Mike, think reasons why not. Blood bad.
Mike scared. Childhood memory. So then Heather says upstairs, you guys want to know a dirty, funny secret about me? When I was married, we had a funny sex names, and it was Captain Woodrow and Julie from the Love Boat, the cruise director. Isn't that hilarious, guys? Carl's like, not funny.
Yeah, well, I've since dissolved that name. And then when I actually, like, meet a Julie, I cringe. And he's like, that is hilarious, Heather. You really, I mean, you are a star. You are a star. So then we see Nathan going to bed, and it's 10:47 p.m., 3 hours after his shift. And then it cuts to Lewis just snoring in bed. So yeah. Now the guests are done, and go get ready for bed, and you know, just like work. And then it cuts to the Heather playing charades downstairs. I was like, I love these Utah people. Like, we're going to be the craziest fucking crew. Okay, movie? Is it a movie? Is it a stop sign with skin? Chad! It's Chad! Stop, skin stop sign.
Believe you mean Carl, skin stop
Carl,
sign. That
Carl,
is the funniest
Carl.
Thing. Skin stop.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then I also liked when
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Heather was guessing. Heather does a thing that charades people do, and I do, including me too, that like you say it, you make a suggestion, and the person shakes their head like no, but then you make it 10 more times just in case they've changed their mind that it's right. So she's like, gator, 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 crocodile, gator, 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 croc, gator, 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 gator.
And it's Crocs, it's which Crocs. I'd like to, because what the fuck kind of charade is that? Crocs. One syllable. Shoe.
So now Faye's getting into bed. She's like, oh, it feels like I haven't been to bed in ages. And Jess goes, it's been a long couple of hours. Here we are.
Made it through again. So... they're talking, the guests are talking, and Casey comes in, and she's like, how's everyone? Good. And Angie's like, there's a lot of Mormon jokes flying around here, just warning ya. And she goes, oh, I love Mormon jokes, because I'm an ex-Mormon. Don't hate me for it. And Heather's like, yeah, L. Ron Hubbard, eat your heart out. Am I right?
So now, it's 2 a.m., and Nathan's waking up. We got a lot of, by the way, really, I personally am very happy that they woke up Nathan, because I felt like we got a lot of like shirtless Nathan getting in and out of bed, which I personally appreciated. So he starts helping out. He says he likes help. I like helping out the girls, but I'm missing out on my sleep. And so now he's like cleaning, and he's cleaning and wiping things up and doing everything. He's being a good little worker, you know. And then 30 minutes before a shift change at 5:30, and it says in red and all red, 30 minutes before the shift change, he goes to bed.
Yes. Yeah, so now Faye is doing her makeup in the morning, and she's like,
oh, the makeup's not sticking on me correctly. Now I look like a panda. What's wrong with my skin today?
So we see Lewis walking around the deck and checking work, and he can't find Lewis. And he's like, normally we meet in the bridge and have a talk about the night, but Nathan's not there. Nathan's completely fucked up.
So now, Lewis, being the little weasel that he is, because he was never like a huge Nathan fan. And I think part of that is because Kyle really poisoned the waters about Nathan, because Kyle was doing so much undermining. But ever since Nathan went to Captain Curry to get to talk about Kyle, Lewis has not been into Nathan. So Lewis, of course, goes to Captain Curry and goes, oh, do you know what time Nathan went to bed, perchance? Which was a very slick way of trying to put it on Captain Carey's radar that Nathan's sleep schedule was perhaps problematic.
Yeah, it's total revenge. It's tattletale revenge, which I would expect nothing more from Lewis.
Yeah.
So we hear, meh, meh. Wow, those guests are really having a good time, are they? No, it's actually a goat. You see them there on the hillside. It's like, oh, there they are, goats having an adventure! Go, goats!
Over an adventure!
Yeah, basically those goats ruin Lewis's plan because Curry gets distracted by the goats. So then Oriana, meanwhile, is like talking to one of the guests, just sort of asking how his morning is. And he's saying, yeah, I'm like really happy. I'm like listening to the sheep. And she goes, oh, is that what that is? I was wondering. I'm like, it's a sheep baaing. What did you think? Did you think it was a symphony? Did you think it was like the London Symphony Orchestra out there? What?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what that is, but now, God, I'm going to be stuck with her accent.
Just taking all the accents of everything she passes by. So it's Anchor. Now they're like, okay, guys, we've overused the majestic Anchor music. We need something fresh. And they're like, I've got it. The cello. So the Anchor starts going. It's like.
Played by Jess, by the way. I can do the cello. Because I can see her doing a cello very mournfully. No.
So now it's time for the big drama of the episode, egg orders. Dun, 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 dun. So they're all ordering their eggs different because it's, you know, breakfast. And Heather's like, I want medium well eggs, Benedict, just like my pioneer ancestors. And Oriana's like, okay, I've got your eggs. Okay, I'm going to go downstairs. And Jess, I've got the egg orders all written down perfectly. And then Angie comes in and she goes, oh, hi, guys. Sorry to bother you. Is it too late to change? All the same thing as my husband. You know, the fat fucking elf on the shelf up there. Okay, mm-hmm. But with gluten-free.
Now,
okay, thanks.
I hate to bust your bubble, but I believe that was, I called her non-Angie because there were two blonde women. One was Angie, one was non-Angie. They have the exact same voice and they essentially look the same, but non-Angie's like Angie, but not Angie. When you look at her, you realize it's not Angie.
Well, maybe this is why I thought she had a different face, because my next note is, whose face is that?
Yeah, that's non-Angie. Because
it's not Angie.
It's not Angie.
Oh, I take back my plastic surgery shaming from earlier in the episode. Would like to publicly apologize because I thought this lady was supposed to be Angie. I'm like, no. Who's playing Angie?
This is non-Angie, but they have the same voice because Angie sort of speaks like this and non-Angie sort of speaks like this, which is exactly the same. So she's like, is it too late to change my order? Can I do the same thing as my husband? An eggs Benedict with hollandaise on the side. Oh, I know. I don't want that. I want two scrambled eggs with bacon, gluten-free. Okay. So they're like, oh, that's fine. And Oriana's like writing something down. We don't really understand why. And Jess is like, Oriana, don't overthink it. Start the toast.
She's like, I'm not. It's not that hard. I'm just going to write it. So Jess is like, come on, don't take too long with that. You've got to focus on what's important in the morning. And then we get Oriana's story. She's like, I don't tell people I have dyslexia when I'm not on stilts. And if I can't... if I can't slow things down enough, I get stressed out over it. And Jess is like, all right, so wait, is that Benedict sauce on the side or is that side of Benedict sauce? Just checking. And she's like, oh my God.
So then Oriana's making toast. By the way, terrible toast. She pulls out some English muffin toast. I mean, you might as well pull it right out of the refrigerator. That was not a toast. There was no shade of color on that thing, ma'am.
That's some floppy raw bread.
She's sitting here saying how toast is not that hard. Well, how about you don't fuck it up before you say that, okay? Because I would have sent that toast back. I mean, I really wouldn't have, but I'm just saying since I'm on a podcast right now, I would have.
No, I would have eaten that while I ordered new toast. I would say, this bread is not toast. Go get me some toast, please, while I eat this bread.
This is bread that has been warmed, okay? So Oriana tells us that if she can't slow things down fast enough, like she needs to slow things down, otherwise she gets nervous. And she's worried that she's going to duplicate an order that was just given to her and she'll start to fail. I'm still kind of confused what's going on, but from what I can gather is that she took all the orders, I guess, orally, and then she's writing them down after the fact, which I'm like, girl, just use a pad. You know, that's like I think we've all been there. We're at like with a group of people and we're placing an order and the waiter's not pulling out their little pad and they're just nodding, and then there's always some person who like does a few switchbacks on their order and the waiter's just nodding and you're like, please, for the love of God, I don't care what you can remember, just use the pad. I don't want to have to deal with this.
Well, as a waiter, sometimes I wouldn't, I'm normally a pad waiter, but sometimes I would do that just if I was real busy, and there's always a person at the table who goes, aren't you going to write this down? And then you have to say, no, this is how I do it. It's fine. But then that's so much pressure you just put on yourself because you're always standing there in front of that fucking squirrel machine going, oh my God, that one person said, don't you need to write this down? And I said, no, I didn't need to. And now I'm going to fuck it up and I'm going to look even dumber. And then they're going to have that look on their face like, oh, I told you to write it down. So I just say always use a pad, okay?
Always.
Always.
Like, there's no shame in it. I think it makes me as a diner feel more secure. So then there's this, now things are getting mixed up. For whatever, something's happening, there's mix-ups. I don't know where the mix-ups are, but I just know there's mix-ups because Jess's like, is there still one egg over medium or not? And Oriana's like, that's a different order. But then like on screen, it's like, bah, 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 bah. There's like corrections on screen. So I don't know what's going on, but I just know something's going awry.
Yeah, nothing's going right over there. And so now we go to the deck and Lewis is like,
To start, Mike, did you do everything on this list? Nathan, how about you? Because instead of washing dishes for Chef, the swim platform could have been done.
Now, by the way, sorry to interrupt here. This, Lewis, he's having this meeting, this deck meeting, in the wheelhouse with Captain Carey steps away. And this is intentional because this is Lewis's way of tattling on Faye for using his resources, but without... like tattling directly. He's basically letting Carey overhear this, right? That's why he's bringing that up. And then in like a few moments is his way of throwing Nathan completely under the bus by bringing up this point directly within Carrie's earshot. It was like, as soon as I saw Carey by the wheel and him gathered with the deckies, I was like, oh, this guy is a fucker.
Yeah, this guy's a little fucker. I told you. You know, I can call it an episode one with little fuckers like this. You know, I just recognize these people out in the wild. And Mike's like, Mike caught up much to work, Faye. And Lewis is like, well, the chief stew and the chef are vultures. And what time did you finish, Nathan? And he's like, 5. I finished at 5:30. I think I went to bed. He's like, well, you don't finish until 6. Well, I went to bed at 5:30, I think. Well, I thought you went to bed at 6 without handing over, and that makes it worse because that means there was an entire hour with no deck crew. Never go to bed unless you hand over to the next guy. Mike, now listen, you're not wrong in the stuff you're saying, but the way you're going about this is so shitty, and after all the shit that Kyle did, or what's that guy's? Yeah, Kyle. You never once got like this with Kyle. You were like trying to be his best friend. You're a little fucker, sir.
Yeah, and he's basically like, so let me just reiterate that again. You don't go to sleep before you hand off because otherwise it's dangerous. And if anyone were to overhear it, that would be terrible because this is a private meeting, what I'm saying right now. You went to sleep an hour before you were supposed to. Anyway, and so of course Captain Carey comes over.
Captain, do you still have your earphones in or could you hear that?
I'm sorry, I was watching Adventure Time. He's saying something.
So then, Captain Carey's like, well, let me add on to this to you guys. The primary duty is to keep the vessel safe at night on anchor watch. Secondary duty, check out those goats. Am I right? They're just bang on the side there. Anyway, if there was no one to check the boat's position, we would have dragged anchor and gone to shore. And if we had hit somebody, or perhaps even worse, a goat, who's getting the shit? I am.
So Nathan's like, well, I really thought Lewis would speak to me one-on-one instead of throwing me under the bus with the captain. Okay, now part of it is like, okay, well, that's what you did to him. But the difference is he's an employee of Captain Carey, whereas Lewis is his boss. You know what I mean? So it's not exactly the same thing.
I mean, it is kind of classic how like people complain about how they get scolded for fucking up. But I do think, though, that Lewis was – that what there was a – it was not an accident that meeting happened right next to Captain Carey. He wanted Faye and Nathan to look bad in front of the captain.
And also the reason Nathan didn't go to you was because you proved that you would not do anything to help him already. And it's more professional of him to go above your head to complain about somebody with an HR problem that you're not going to do shit about because you hadn't done shit about Kyle up until then in the first place.
Yeah. Well... anyway, so now Angie, now there's like some conversation. Angie's like, Chris, so Chris doesn't like his personal space to be invaded. And then Carl's like, are you a germaphobe? He's like, I'm more like germ aware. Oh, hold on a second. I just got a message on Instagram. Oh my God, it's from Shaw Exposed saying Carl is the lamest person in Norway right now. Wow.
And Heather goes, germ aware, you would not enjoy scissoring.
Felt like a little bit of a stretch. What were they talking about? What does scissoring have to do with anything? It's not like scissoring has more germs. Guys. Scissoring does not have more germs than any other sexual activity.
So think. Weird. So they're having breakfast, and Jess is like, wait, before you take that out, does that have a gluten-free on it, Oriana? She's like, this is what she ordered. I mean, it's what she just came in here and changed. I thought she wanted scrambled eggs. You're pushing me over the edge, Jess. You might be able to tell by my voice raising how it is. Ah.
Ah. I mean, it's Oriana thinking
Viking
of what?
On your ass.
She's like, can we just go slow? Can we go? No, we're not going slow. We need to focus. It's actually irritating me right now. Can't you tell? And Ariana's like, I'm trying to focus, but I can't when you're yelling at me. So I need you to go slow. And Faye goes, just go slow for her. And it's like, you don't know what's been going on here. So stay out of it, Faye.
And I love accusing Jess of yelling when Jess is like, please focus. Stop yelling at me. So Faye's like, being stressed isn't going to help. So she's like, well, I don't get how this can get so fudged up. And Oriana's like, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Well, she just doesn't use her words.
Oh my God, the screaming. I just can't. Jess, I gave you all the orders verbally and then I wrote them down.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yes, it doesn't matter. Just shh. Be quiet. What are you doing? What are you doing talking to a chef like that? Especially a Viking chef. Have you heard her roar?
Ah.
See?
She's positively enraged. So then Oriana's just like sort of losing her mind and her voice is getting shaky. And she's like, I mean, guys, there's like only so much room in the toaster right now. So Faye goes, okay. Now, how about this? I'm going to do service, and you do beds where you should actually be. So, it's like a little bed, like a bed housekeeping diss from Faye right there.
Yeah, go do beds. So Faye's like, trust is everything to me. And the fact that Oriana has gone to Louis behind my back and ordered herself epaulets, and now she's angered my chef, that's not a team. That's not trust. I'm not really sure what it is, but hopefully she's doing beds, which is where she should be.
It's not amore either. So then, Jess is like,
when the moon hits your eye, it's not a big pizza pie. Is it? It's just harassment. Now I've been in management for a very long time.
So Jess is like, I literally have no idea how it's so hard. So then Heather, all the guests love Casey because she's ex-Mormons. They want her to play charades with them tonight. And then Carrie's showing some waterfalls to Lewis. And he's like, take a look at that waterfall. It's a waterfall, but not just that. You know what a waterfall really is? It's just water going on an adventure.
So now it's drop the anchor time again. So now Lewis is checking in on Oriana and laundry, and he's like, is that a pocket that you've got there on your
great
your
line.
Skirt? She goes, yeah, it's like a little one. I keep my notes in it. And he goes, oh, cool. Wow. How is she sexy. Not pregnant yet?
The chemistry is off the charts. Pocket flirting. So then Oriana's like, she's like, so I think there's like tension between the departments. And Lewis is like, me and Faye? Yeah, for sure. She goes, I mean, don't be mad if I tell you to fuck off. I'm just like trying to not get yelled at. So then Faye.
She's such a little underminer. Look at her go. I guess there's tension between the departments. What do you think? You're going to get Faye fired, Oriana? Shut up. And well, she's gonna your damn clothes.
She's gonna probably launch a little campaign against Jess. Like, I don't know. Like, there's like something off about her. I'm worried about her. Like, is she okay in that kitchen? Because like, I think she's like losing it a little bit.
Yeah, and she keeps like burning herself. Is it self harm? I'm just saying. Don't tell anybody I said that. Promise me.
Did she really burn herself, or did she just want to get out of work? I don't know. I'm just thinking about things.
Yep. So Faye is giving the guests her schedule. They're going to go ziplining. And Faye is talking to Mike about taking stuff to the gazebo because they have to do the infamous beach picnic day. Mm-hmm. Or in this case, the ziplining picnic. So Faye's like, Oriana, listen, you need a change of scenery. So why not come and set up a picnic with me? And she's like, oh, my God, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. So Nathan, meanwhile, is kind of grumpy because he got, not only did he get yelled at, but he got thrown under the bus with Carrie. So he's like, I wouldn't do that with Mike. Like, he'll be sweet. Like Lewis wouldn't do that with Mike. Like, he'll be sweet talking me in the room and be like, don't do it again, baby boy. You know? And so then, and then Heather's trying to figure out what to wear for ziplining. She's like, if I'm going to trash a pair of shoes in the Norwegian soil, I think I'm going to go with the Moncler's.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to bring my Balenciaga Speedies. I was like, well, bad timing on that one, Heather. So then Heather and, or Jess and Faye, I guess. And so Faye's like,
so when are these scones? What are these scones doing?
She's like, taste one.
Oh, I couldn't.
Do it.
Oh, I couldn't. God, these are amazing. What is this magic? Is this magic?
She's like, oh, they're gluten-free on one side and glutinous on the other, and get the show on the road. I'm not in the mood to be fucking around.
I like Jess saying she's not in the mood to be fucking around while she literally is forcing scones on her teeth too. She's like a scone bully, but then she gets mad at them.
You fell into compliment my trap. Me and leave more quickly. Quicker compliments, thank you.
When I'm on a boat, I like to lay a trap. I put out scones and see if they eat them. And if they eat them, then I know they're fucking around. Now I know who I can trust.
So now ziplining time. Okay, let's go, they go ziplining everybody.
It's fine. They go ziplining. And while they're ziplining, Casey FaceTimes her mom, Kim. And she's like talking about how they're all ex-Mormons. And she goes, yeah, they're all like, they were all trying to do words of wisdom for a charade. And her mom's like, okay, honey, we call it charades in English. She's like, I was speaking English, mother. Charades. Like, even her mom is exhausted by this.
That's so funny. And so she tells us, Kim will always be my mom, but she's also my best friend. And there's part of me that hasn't forgiven my parents for pushing me into being the Mormon culture. Like, they didn't even have to deal with it. Like, because I grew up in that society and my voice was like held back. So like, it took me time to move past that. But if I finally get to participate in my life, I choose that. And I'm going to keep participating in my life.
Yeah.
Charades.
Honey, it's charades, honey. No one is going to play charades with you. I've got to go, Mom.
I love Casey resenting her parents for putting her in this position where she felt like she was disempowered, unempowered, whatever, disenfranchised. She had no voice. She had no free will. And she's like, now I can finally participate in this life. I can take this life by the reins and live the life that I want. By being a servant to rich people. It's
like, by taking orders 9 hours a day.
By doing things for other people and not for myself. You did it, Casey.
I'm finally in control of my own life.
Casey, did you finish ironing the cloak coming?
Could you put an axe on the dinner table, please, and cover it with fur? Thank you. Yes, be right there.
So we cut to the people ziplining and stuff, and Angie and Heather are like, oh my God, I'm so scared of ziplining. So then Jess is like, Oriana, could you do me a favor? Stick your elbow in my shoulder. Have you done massage courses? She's like,
I have done massage. I have.
Massage, eh?
Massage.
Massage.
Message.
Massage. Massage. It's massage. Just do it, please.
My job being as stressful as it is, you find yourself being drawn to people with soft, caring, and gentle energy. I was like, oh, like, I think most people are. But also, I like that Jess at one point was putting out... Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I got totally distracted by everything here. I got it all turned around. Never mind. My very important comment was about something that was not... I thought Jess was... Ronnie, I think right now I need someone who's soft, caring, and gentle. I need someone soft.
Yeah, Ben, it's okay. It's all going to be okay. You're worth it. And Jess is like, oh, God, that's so much better. And so then we go to Carrie and Mike in the mess, and the captain's going to get a snack. And Mike goes, you eating granola. You granola.
That's serious. And, fucking serious.
And Carrie's like,
Carrie goes, I'm not here to fuck spiders, mate.
Huh?
I'm not here to fuck spiders.
You here to
not fuck spiders.
Me no fuck spiders.
Spiders bad. No fuck. There you go.
More ziplining, more ziplining. So now it's time for a picnic in a yurt that's like styled like a phone booth. I'm not really sure what's happening with it, but hey,
yeah.
What do I know? And so Heather comes down. She's like, we're back. Viva la divas.
And Heather's like loves the crew outfits. And then Angie's like, hey, can you guys do the splits in those outfits? I would love to see someone do the splits in those. And Ariana's like, well, Casey can, because she's a slut. You didn't hear from me. And then Casey's setting up a table on the, she's setting up the tablescape on the boat, and she puts like a rock down, and then she tells us, rock star.
And then Wen rolls, and Mike's like, oh, roll, rock, you, less round stones.
Like, round stones, roll, square stones, stay.
So the guests are coming back, and majestic music as they tender. And Angie's like, thank you, dear. So I hear you're an acrobat, dear. And Heather's like, yeah, we can hear you can do the splits in your pants. Ha ha, do the splits. So she does. And they're like, woo. And Heather goes, if you weren't an ex-Mormon now, I mean, if you weren't an ex-Mormon before, you definitely are now. Bad Mormon. Wait, I should write a book called Bad Mormon.
And then the guests are going to like, they decide they want to go swimming or something or whatever. Maybe they want to do the toys. And while that's happening, Nathan has to go bring something downstairs. So he basically goes, let's like downstairs. And then in classic Kyle from Below Deck Med fashion, he's like, and he's like, ah.
And you know that Kyle's so jealous. Like somewhere in New York, you just hear, ah.
Are you seriously taking my storyline? Because that's not cool. I'm dead ass serious. You better stop that.
Oh, I did it first. Ciao.
Frank. Sorry, just had to throw that one in there.
I love you, Frank.
And that brings us to the end of Below Deck Adventure.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait to see what happens with Nathan next week because we didn't even get a preview. So I hope he's okay. Oh, because otherwise they're down to one deckhand, which is not good. So anyway, thanks everyone for listening. We'll be back with more Heather Gay with Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and Winter House and all those good things. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Bye. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser is Allison Weisler.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Better do what she says. It's Elva Enriquez.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.